And now, Kenny Slaggs, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Renowned author and entrepreneur, Kenny Slagg will tell you how you can start making the principles of abundance work for you in this, the 21st century. Here's Kenny.
Thanks a lot, Jerry, and welcome everybody to Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Now, when you hear this sound, it means that our Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century lecture is over for today. When you hear that sound, you are to put your pens down, turn your radio off, take all the materials that you have sitting there related to Kenny Slagg, and put them back where you found them. Don't look at anything. I want you to spend 6 hours after listening to every Kenny Slagg taper show thinking about what I've said. Are you the kind of person that can handle the principles of abundance in the 21st century? I think you can. Now, I want to play something for you. You heard this at the beginning of the show. That's me playing the keyboards. That's right. That's Kenny Slagg on the keyboards. It's a little song that I wrote called Down by the Seaside. Now, how did I learn to play the keyboards? 5 weeks ago, I didn't know anything about playing the keyboards. Well, I used the principles of abundance in the 21st century. That's right. You think that using the principles of abundance in the 21st century...
Cut.
What? I was doing good.
Well, you were, Kenny. You were doing well. But you went principles of abundance.
Yeah, I got to write that.
What's your name?
My name is Hal.
That's Hal. He's new, Kenny.
Okay.
I wrote?
I didn't understand that.
Fonscene.
What are you saying, Hal?
Fonscene.
Fonscene? What does that mean?
Go.
I go?
Yeah.
I'm a little,
Just count him down.
All right.
I'm Kenny Slagg, and this is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Now, how did I learn? Where am I in this thing?
Yeah, where are we? All right, Kenny, let me tell you. You're basically saying that use the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century in learning to play the piano.
That's right.
Go.
Don't say go. Count him down.
All right. 9, 5, 3.
What is that?
Hold on.
Can you just say 3, 2, 1 or something?
3, 2, 1.
Now, the principles of...
Cut.
We know.
3, 2, 1, you.
The prince...
Don't say you.
That's how I do it. 3, 2, 1, you.
The principles of abundance in the 21st century will teach you how to do things like...
Cut.
Pick it up.
3, 2, 1, go.
The principles of abundance in the 21st century will help you do anything. Learn to play the piano, learn to save money, start a business. Because the focus, that's right, the focus and the mental energy that is needed for the principles of abundance in the 21st century is there for you to learn how to play the piano. So one day when I was looking at some keyboards in a storefront, I was with my girlfriend Tara, and I said, I bet you I could do that, learn how to play that piano there, if I use the principles of abundance in the 21st century. She said, Kenny Slagg, go for it. Well, 3 weeks later, there I was. When I brought the keyboards home, of course, naturally it had a computer program that you could fit a tape into or program, so it sounded like you were playing it. But I was moving my fingers across the keys, and the keys were depressing. I wasn't necessarily depressing those keys, but my hands were moving over those keyboards, and the keys themselves were making the music. To me, that qualifies as learning to play the piano, and indeed, playing the piano.
Cut!
God damn it.
Cut.
Yeah, I got you, man. What's wrong, Kenny?
I didn't do it right.
Didn't do it right.
I know I didn't do it. That's what I said.
All right. You didn't do it right.
Mr. Engineer Hal, he knows that.
Alright, hold on for just a minute. Let me,
You want me to do it, Kenny?
No, I got it. I gotta go over here to the thing. Okay, so are we doing a...
Well, Hal's gotta come in there.
Oh, I see. Hal?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we saying?
Right here, what you're gonna do is you talked about the principles of abundance in the 21st century, learning how to play the piano, but you have to be the right person.
That's it, okay.
Kenny Slagg, are you the right one?
Now, in this segment, I'm gonna ask you some questions. I want you to get that piece of paper and that pencil out, and I want you to think, Are you the right one for the Kenny Slaggs Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century, or are you a messenger? Are you a herald of those principles? Now, when you have the piano and you concentrate and you learn to play the piano, you have to be creative. Do I play the piano? Yes, I do. Why? Because as I move my fingers over the keyboard, the keys are going up and down. Are they being depressed by my fingers? No, they're being depressed automatically by the computer program that we fed into the machine. But my definition of playing the piano is what is operable here.
Cut! You went, is it, do the...
Yeah, you stuttered a little bit, Kenny.
All right. 3, 2, 1, yeah.
Ken... Don't say yeah.
This is my engineer. That's my studio.
All right.
3, 2, 1, ah.
Oh, fuck it, man.
Kenny, watch it. You're getting him in a bad mood.
I am running this studio, okay? You people came to me at the last minute.
That's because the radio station we were working at, they'd had a flood.
Yeah, that's, well, that's, times are tough. What do you want from me? Okay?
Well, can't you do it one way or the other?
All right. 3, 2, 1. Oh.
Don't do that. That's sickening.
What do you want me to do? I've got 3 or 4 of them.
Do one that's a little more neutral.
3, 2, 1.
Whee!
Oh, fuck, man.
Cut. You said fuck.
I know I did.
3, 2, 1.
Can I take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
What's wrong?
Kenny, I'll talk.
I'll be over here.
What are you trying to do? The Kenny Slag and the Principles of Abundance.
I don't care about your principle. I have a way of working. Now, you people came to me.
I understand that. We have to get the show done. Isn't there some way you can work with the talent?
I work with all kinds of talent. I work with musicians. I work with announcers. I work with actors. I work with everybody. Mr. Slag, as successful as he may be, seems to be a little touchy. And I will tell you this.
Kenny Slag is no more touchy than any other. I've been a producer of these things for a long time.
A producer of what? What is this? This is a book on tape or something?
No, it is not. It's a radio program.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, I have my way, you have yours. You go your way, I'll go mine.
Whatever that means.
Just, you gotta work with me, ma'am. I got out of bed at 4 o'clock this morning, came down here, set the studio up, got the tape out, got the azimuth, and then I realized we're living in a digital age, so I took the tape and I threw it away, and I got rid of all the analog machines that I had. And
all right, so us coming in here reminded you you didn't need half your equipment.
I didn't know what kind of people you were. I might have needed the analog equipment. You might have gotten frightened by all the digital equipment. As it is, you don't even look at it. You're not even sure what it's for, are you?
No, we're not.
All right. So I'm sorry, and I don't mean to, if you can just get him into it.
Well, why do you do that?
Because it happens to be my rhythm. It's the way I work. It's the way I can get my job done. So I can go back home and go back to bed before 12 noon, all right? I was up very late last night.
All right, I'm sorry.
Kenny?
Yeah?
Are you ready to come back, dear?
I'm just getting a supplement of water. What does that mean, supplement of water?
That's what he calls a glass of water. Kenny, we're going to work with Hal here. Hal has his method of counting down. He's worked with a lot of professionals, and Hal appreciates you're a professional. And this is it helps him affect the program.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh.
All right, cut.
Cut.
What's the problem?
Nothing. I'll try it again.
3, 2, 1.
Oh!
What is going on?
What?
Why are you doing that?
I thought we already had this discussion.
Now you're making him laugh.
I don't mean to laugh.
Well, okay. Now he's starting to lighten up a little bit. Jesus fucking Christ.
Excuse your language, okay?
Hey, language, you're excused. Is that what you meant to say?
No, I mean, I don't...
We don't appreciate... We like to work in an atmosphere of calm.
I'm laying some calm on you. This is the way I do it. You ready?
Yes, I am.
3, 2, 1.
Oh! Ouch! Hi, I'm Kenny Slag.
Kenny Slag, are you ready?
In this segment of the program, I'd like to ask you, are you ready? Are you ready to do it Kenny Slag's way? Now, I learned how to play the keyboards by simply sitting down and using the principles of abundance of the 21st century. But really, the principles of abundance of the 21st century are not about learning how to play the keyboards. They're not about learning to do any kind of external job at all. They're about amassing in your mind those principles which will help you with abundance, getting what you want, and living the good life for the first time possibly.
Cut!
Don't let me say cut.
Oh, I'm sorry, but he just went, you know, for the food.
I didn't hear it.
Do you want me to play it back?
Yes.
All right.
For the first time in your life.
Okay.
All right. I didn't hear that.
I don't even think that I did that.
Did you hear the tape?
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh! God damn it.
Well, what do you want from me, huh?
Can't you just do 3, 2, 1, go?
No, this is the way I do it. I find my rhythm and I do it. Look, my name is Hal Barker. This is my studio. I have had this studio.
We understand, Mr. Barker. You came highly recommended. Everyone who works with you loves you. We just didn't know that you had this unorthodox working method.
I'm an artist. Kettle, excuse me for saying this, Mr. Slag. I admire you, sir. But you're an artist, too, and you aren't exactly the most normal thing I've ever seen with your pink hair, you know.
That is my business, isn't it?
Right, I know, but you come in here. You're the only guy I've ever had come in here wearing leopard skin panties.
In honor of Prince, and they're not panties, they're shorts.
Let's not talk about each other's clothing.
Fine.
Can we get going?
Yes, I'm here for you.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
I'm Kenny Slag, and welcome back to Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slag, the abundant way.
I'm Kenny Slag.
Cut. It's Jack?
Yes?
You missed it.
The abundant one. I'm sorry.
Let's roll it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Kenny Slag, the abundant one.
I'm Kenny Slag. I am called the Abundant One by different tribes in the South Pacific. It was there that I learned the principles of abundance in the 21st century. It was there that the tribesmen called me the Abundant One because I had amassed unto me methods and different ways of perceiving nature and life to bring to me abundance in the 21st century. Now you can too. But you've got to decide, do you want to learn how to play the calliope or do you want to do it the Kenny Slag way? There's a lot of different ways of doing things in life. Not all of them are successful. Some are. The best is the Kenny Slag way.
Kenny Slag, the abundant one, takes you for a ride.
In this segment, I'll tell you how to take those Kenny Slag's principles of abundance in the 21st century and turn them to gold. All you need is a piece of paper, a pencil, and listen to what I'm about to say. In the world, we have the haves and the have-nots. I'm sure you've seen them. I'm not assigning you to either category yet, but at some point I will. Are you a have, like me, and like all of my friends and people who are in the upper echelons of principles of abundance of the 21st century?
Cut.
What?
He went a principles.
I don't...
Play it back.
Like me and others who are members of the abundance of the principles of...
Okay.
I don't know where you're getting that, because I know I didn't say that.
I have... the finest digital equipment. What, do you call me a liar?
No one's calling you a liar. Let's do it again.
Where are we?
All right, Kenny, you're talking here about... Let's roll at it. You're talking here about the haves and have-nots.
Oh, okay.
3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah.
I'm Kenny Slag. Now, we were talking about the haves and have-nots. The have...
Cut. 3, 2, 1. Bosco.
Wait a minute. You didn't even time it.
You didn't time it. You went 3, 2, 1 and a pause.
Yeah? There's a pause between 1 and 0.
It was too long.
Oh, man.
It was.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah! Fuck.
What is your problem?
What is your problem? You don't count it down. You're trying to mess him up, but my talent needs to get this done.
Oh, your talent, huh?
Hold on. Count it down, Hal, and I'll do it the way you want me to do it.
You're doing it my way and your way, not his way.
What?
3, 2, 1.
Sapphire.
I'm Kenny Slag.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I'm taking a walk. Hey, come on, Gene. No, I'm taking a walk.
What a dick you are.
Yeah? You're stuck with me, Slag. You're stuck with me. You don't remember me, do you?
No, I don't remember you.
You don't remember the guy who was your executive secretary back in 1999 when you started the whole Principles of Abundance?
My executive secretary was a guy named Seymour. Seymour...
Let me just remove these eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
These are my real eyes.
What happened to them?
Radiation. You don't remember you and I taking that walk along the volcano lip, and you said to me that the future of our company depended upon both of us as a partnership, and then you pushed me into that volcano.
You're a lying sack of shit.
You did. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Slag. I'm going to go ahead and record this. I won't go to the police, but you're going to owe me. You're going to owe me very, very big.
How could you have survived that?
Just remember that I did survive.
And it wasn't radioactive. It was lava.
Well, you don't have any idea what was down there. Now, before she gets back in here, do you agree or do you not? Otherwise, I spill the beans.
Yes.
All right. This is going to cost you, Slag, you've never gotten a better deal. I'll tell you that right now. 50 large a month.
Oh, man.
Oh, stop it.
50,000 bucks.
That's right. 50 large a month, and I keep my mouth shut.
Is that why you're fucking with me in this session?
No, this is really what I do. This is my recording session. This is my recording studio. What do you think?
How did you go from being a motivational speaker to this?
I had to do something. My eyeballs were burned out of my skull. I had to get two android eyes, which are the color green, as you can see. And I had to start all over again.
And what about the skin? Is that fake skin?
Yes, synthetic flesh. I developed it. How do I look?
You're very handsome.
Thank you.
Jesus.
All right, I'm fine.
Yeah, come on in.
All right, we're ready to go. 3, 2, 1.
Shit.
Cut. You said shit.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why you do the what you're doing.
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
3, 2, 1. My dick. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Do it again. 3, 2, 1. My ass hurts. What?
Well, say, don't have to say that, do you?
50 large.
Oh, come on. Work with him, will you, Hal?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
You touched the microphone.
Ah, fuck. Turn that shit off. 3, 2, 1. Oops.
Kenny Slag, the abundant one, goes to town.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century separates people out by way of haves and have-nots. If you're a have, that means you know me and have probably been to my home. If you're a have-not, that means you've sent away for our instruction booklet and you're working away there at home to a day when you may be invited to my house. Does it sound snobby? It really isn't. It's a way of separating out, that is, not polluting, those of us who've achieved a certain level. At some point in the Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century, you are no longer required to take our lessons because you're no longer able to move up the ladder. That's what we call the separation and the cleaning.
Kenny Slag, separate it.
The separation and the cleaning is a wonderful, wonderful thing for those who cannot quite get the Kenny Slag way. The Kenny Slag way, as you know, enriches you and makes you an individual who masters the principles of abundance of the 21st century, playing the piano, learning karate, and yes, abundance is what it's all about. However, if you're one of the have-nots, then we separate you and clean you. We have 5 different camps across the United States. If you're watching us on your video cast tonight, you'll see the map behind me. Those camps are located in the Northeast, in the Southeast, one in the Midwest, one in the far west, and one in the state of Arizona.
Kenny Slag, Arizona.
Arizona is our Mecca. Arizona is a place where the clean desert air combines with the beauty of nature, the animal life, the wildlife, and becomes a place where you can contact the highest points of your mind. When you are separated out and cleaned, you go to our Arizona compound and you empty toilets. That's correct. You empty the trash. You even sometimes are required to wipe other people. Why? The humiliation is necessary. And that brings us to step 5.
Kenny Slag, wipe.
The Kenny...
Cut. Why are you laughing?
That's none of your business, Mr. Engineer.
What is that?
Oh, it's a Geiger counter I've got. Shit. Oh, I'm radioactive.
What do you mean you're radioactive?
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not radioactive. My eyeballs need to be. It's nothing. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Ha, 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 ha.
What a fucking dick. What'd you call me?
Nothing.
What are you doing, Mr. Engineer? I've asked you.
And I've told you 5 million fucking times, okay?
Watch your language.
Oh, God.
What is this all of a sudden?
You're the guy playing it. 3, 2, 1.
Cutty Slag, let's go. Our Arizona compound is filled with the most amazing people you'll ever meet, and you'll be allowed to be in touch with them. You'll serve them their meals, yes. You'll do their laundry, yes. You'll open and close doors for them. But you, as a have-not, have the opportunity to rub elbows, if you will, with some of the highest performing members of the Principles of Abundance in the 21st century. You may recall that it was in Arizona that a sweat lodge was used by a leader of another group of people, a sweat lodge improperly used that eventually cost many people their lives. Well, Kenny Slag knows what he's doing, I can assure you. And that brings us to the sweat. Kenny Slag, let's go sweat.
Cut.
What are you fucking cutting for?
Well, I mean, it's just going on and on.
That's for Kenny and I to decide, not you.
I'm sorry. I thought you made a mistake.
No, it's me playing the...
Well, maybe you ought to tell them.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Engineer. I'll tell them.
Sorry. 3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah. What a blowjob.
All right, that's enough of that.
I'm just telling you.
That's completely unnecessary.
It's the way I do it.
Never mind. Just let him do it.
It's the way I do it.
What do you mean, oh, yeah? You know a lady's in the room.
Really? Where?
Hey, look, Hal, no matter what went down between you and I way back when...
What do you mean, what went down between you and him?
Nothing.
Don't talk to her like that.
Okay. Woo! Kenny's getting up on his heels here, huh?
I'm just saying it's unnecessary, okay? Why? Why would you do that?
All right.
What is going on between you two? Is this some kind of an old love affair or something?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. 3, 2, 1. Yeah!
Fuck.
Cut.
I'm not going to say anything.
That will help us get this finished much, much quicker. 3, 2, 1.
Kenny Slag on the Edge of Reality. When you are a have-not, you're invited to scrub the underwear and to do the...
Cut. Scrub the underwear, huh?
Hey, none of your business.
You are just a hired engineer.
All right. 3, 2, 1. And I will expect anal. Well, what's wrong?
You know what you're doing. You're trying to crack him up.
Oh, it's his problem if he's laughing at that filth. One of the reasons why I do what I do is to see just what kind of sewer the minds of the individuals that come in here are operating in. Why would I want some guy in my studio?
Oh, you're so full of shit. Your eyes are brown, Hal. Just let him do it.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Suck it.
I'm Kenny Slag. Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century will continue right after this.
Kenny Slag.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slag, and welcome back to Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. We don't have a whole lot of time left to us, but I do want to remind you to send away for Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. It's a book that took me upwards of 10 years to write, and when I finally got it all down on paper, it was so exhausting and something that so drained my knowledge of life and acquiring things that I collapsed for weeks. I was in a very, very bad way, had a very big fever, and I can tell you, it didn't walk for a long time. That's what draining my mind, yes, my immutable mind of the knowledge that I had, caused me. And now it's yours. I sell it to you for $29.95. Some people think I shouldn't sell it at all. Some people have said, Kenny, why would you sell this precious knowledge? I'll tell you why. Because I want you to have and to know and to be all that I am.
Kenny Slag. All that he is.
When I first discovered the principles of abundance in the 21st century, I told myself, this is where it's got to be. This is where it is, and this is where it's at. This is who I am, Kenny Slag. Now, if you're a have-not and you haven't reached my level, you probably never will. But joining us at the Kenny Slag Abundance Camp in Arizona, that's Flagstaff, Arizona, this coming...
Cut! You said Flagstaff.
I did hear that, Kenny.
All right. All right, let's pick up at...
I'll say where we pick up. Pick up at Flagstaff.
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 I'm sorry, Flagstaff.
3, 2, 1. Shit. Kenny Slag. Abundance.
Kenny Slag's Abundance Camp in Arizona is the place for you if you are one of the have-nots. You go there. You scrub out the underwear of the haves. Why? I'll tell you why. You must learn that kind of obedience. It disciplines the mind. Then, at 9 o'clock, you're required to go and clean the rooms. At 9:30, there is study of the Kenny Slag way. At 10, you're allowed 5 minutes of recreation, and you're right back at it, serving lunch to the haves. At 1 o'clock, you are allowed to go back to your room and take a nap, and at 1:45, you're back up again, scrubbing out more underwear than you've ever seen. Why is that? I'm about to explain.
Kenny Slag, bacon strip. I didn't say anything.
I know, you're right, Kenny.
Kenny Slag, bacon strip.
Cut.
Why are you cutting?
None of your business. Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
You remember how I told you to do it? Kenny Slag, bacon strip.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's very specific.
Jesus, are you people weird?
I'm weird. You're the guy counting me down with 1, 2, 3,
All right, man. I mean,
go ahead, Joe.
Kenny Slag, bacon strip. Cut. I didn't do a thing. I didn't look at him.
What's wrong, Kenny?
I lost my place.
Lost your touch?
I'm going to tell you something, Hal. I'll beat your ass so bad, they'll have to put new eyeballs in, okay? And get rid of that synthetic skin.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Kenny Slag, bacon strip.
The Kenny Slag Bacon Strip is your job in the afternoon at our Abundance Camp to scrub out the underwear of the haves. You see, the haves are on a purging diet, and a lot of that, well, gets caught up in their undergarments. It is your job to scrub that out. Once you do, you have elevated yourself and can become a member of the Benny of the Kenny...
Cut. You said Benny.
Really? Did I? Oh, I didn't know I said Benny.
Well, the other time, man, you know what the fuck's going on.
Watch your language.
Sorry. 3, 2, 1.
Fuck, what a dick.
Kenny Slag has ended. 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 Kenny Slag.
I'm Kenny Slag. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Kenny Slag.
Kenny Slag. Kenny Slag. Bacon strip.
Sunday morning, the debut of Elcott, The Next Step, here at PhilHendryShow.com, your Sunday worship station.
Elcott.